Hello, welcome to Moluabi Podcast. My name is Anu, and with me is
Joseph Kola Oleola.
Today's episode is about the consequences you get from your actions. And Joseph will take us on. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the proverb that we are considering in this very first episode literally says in Yoruba, Ojola nshuimi agbagba. Ojola nshuimi agbagba. What that means is that on the day that you eat agbagba, or gede agbagba, which is like plantain, a kind of plantain meal, on the day you eat plantain meal, it is predictable that you will be visiting the toilet to poo. That's the best way I can literally interpret it. On the day that you eat plantain meal, there will be the consequence of going to the toilet to poo. So the proverb is often used in that context of trying to highlight or spotlight consequences, to say, if you do this or you do that, expect consequences. There are some things that are just predictable. When you do this, there will be a consequence. But there is also this emphasis on instantaneity of that consequence in the proverb. Ojola nshuimi agbagba. The day that you eat is the day that you go to the toilet to poo. So it's almost speaking of an instantaneous consequence. Of course, in life, that's not always how this plays out. It's not every action that receives instant consequence. So the proverb is used in certain contexts whereby you can almost tell that by reason of this thing that this person has done, there will be a somewhat instant consequence, a somewhat predictable instant consequence. So how do we make sense of that biblically? A scripture that comes to mind, or a passage that comes to mind readily thinking about that, is Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12 is the story, especially towards the last part of the chapter, is the story of King Herod, who the beginning of the chapter talks about him locking up Peter in prison, and Peter then got miraculously delivered and all of that. But towards the end of that chapter, we come to this interesting, curious passage whereby Herod has just finished giving a speech. And the Bible says the people were so mesmerized by the speech, they started shouting, "This is the voice of God, not the voice of man." And the word of God says, because he refused to give glory to God. This is not even coming from him. They were praising him, but his own error was simply that he refused to give glory to God. And the Bible says right there and then, an angel of the Lord struck him, and things like worms hit him up, like instantly. He never gets more instant than that. And that's an example of an instant of virtually instant consequence. That doesn't mean that every time we don't give glory to God, we get judged instantly. But that's just to show us that amongst many things that can bring about instant judgment, one of them is not giving glory to God. As an Omoluabi, as a child of God, as someone that is born of the Lord of character, someone that is born of God, you want to live with that intentionality of always giving glory to God. I think this proverb also definitely then alludes to the fact that, or brings us to think about the fact that not all our consequences are immediate, but indeed there are some things that we do now that eventually the consequence will catch up with us. For instance, in the book of Proverbs, the Bible does say in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 to 21, it says, you will have to live with the consequences of everything you say. For what you say can preserve life or destroy it. So you must accept the consequences of your words. In this case, again, which ties up with the issue in the drama that was going on in Acts 12, it's a matter of words. He used his words in a way that led him to not give glory to God, and that led to his destruction. Talking about Herod. Yes. But beyond that context, generally for all of us in life, our words, they are consequential. Your words are consequential. As an Omoluabi, you speak with grace. As an Omoluabi, you speak with wisdom. As an Omoluabi, you speak in a way that your words are measured. You are aware, you are knowledgeable about the fact that your words are not just words. They carry consequences. I hope this bring some perspective or some thoughts and some gleanings of wisdom. I don't know if my wife has something to add.
I just want to say thank you for that. That is very, very, very well said, and I'm going to take that to my week and just be as omoluabi as I can and just, yeah, speak with grace. And I like the fact that you said measured speech. It takes a lot of thoughtfulness to gather and measure speech, to just be kind, basically. And that's what today's episode is all about. So whatever you do, your job means you do that very early in the morning, but throughout the day, whatever your thoughts are, whether negative or positive, it kind of influences the whole day. So put that in perspective when you're about to react angrily or indulge or do a sneak peek at that nude picture that came on your phone. Just think, Ojo Lanshu Imi Agbagba. God bless you.
That sounds deep. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you in the next episode. Till then, remain an Omoluabi. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.